720 WGN, John Landecker, welcoming Rick Johnson from the Cook County Farm Bureau. Good evening, Rick. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
You know, I missed the, it's a farm crawl. Is that what you call it?
That's what we call it.
Yeah, and that was Saturday, and I was planning on going, and then I suddenly realized, uh-oh, I missed it. But do you do that annually?
Well, we do, John. What we do is this goes on around the state in different counties. And a lot of them go from farm to farm, but because it's a little more urban around here, we go to places like feed stores, garden centers, greenhouses, U-picks, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And we end up having about the same amount of good, you know, time. We get to meet the people who own the stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all family owned.
Right.
And after a couple of years, you really get to, you know, you get to know the people. And plus, they usually have some kind of an activity there for us to do. And we take our granddaughters, my wife, Kathy, and I.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, they're getting a little big now, but we even talked to one of them to go with us this year. She's 12. She had a good time.
I'm glad she did. I visited my grandfather's farm, two or three times a year from the time I was born to the time I was about 18.
And, wow.
Yeah, and I never had more challenging physical work in my entire life. Stacking bales of hay in a barn from the floor to the ceiling? Oh.
Yeah, I was part of that hay bale experience. Now they got these big rollers.
Yeah, which is nice because, you know, I was just more or less a kid, and I think I was wearing short sleeve shirt, which was a big mistake because the straw hay would go into your forearm, so you'd have these little indentations every time you picked up one of these bales. Man, was it hot! Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you did the real deal. Yeah, I remember all that stuff too, but. You know what, at the end of the day, you look back and you could smile. You said you really did a good day's work.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I truly loved it. The Cook County Farm Bureau says here, dedicated to bridging the gap between farmers and urban consumers. How is that accomplished, Rick?
Well, first of all, we've got a lot of members. Got over 42,000 members.
Wow. So
we have a monthly newsletter called the Cooperator. They got a great website. And there's five or six standing committees that come up with things for us as Farm Bureau members to do. I won't get into all the details, but this is one of them that we do typically every year. We do something with pumpkins next month. We have just a lot of fun stuff, as much as we can have, and some of the farms, some of the people will open up their farm for us to come out there and see the horses, or there's just a lot of things, picking sweet corn.
Yeah,
absolutely. People don't even, where does it come from? That's really what it comes to me. But
really, where did this corn come from?
Well, you know what? I don't want to get off into the details, but I used to teach school, and everybody thought that the only corn that there was sweet corn.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, for everybody who's been around, it's mostly not.
Yeah. And, boy, you haven't lived until you tried field corn. Let me tell you. That'll take your teeth out.
Well, that must have been your dinner after you got done baling the hay, huh?
You know, I've got a list of some farms in Cook County, and I noticed that one is labeled a demonstration farm.
Yes, down in Matson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that exactly as it is described?
Well, it is, actually. I didn't get to go to it this year, but other years that they've had it, they have how the proper way to build raised beds.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have some of them where they have what they call hoop houses, where it's almost like it's a mini greenhouse, only there's no heat, and you can grow your tomatoes much more efficiently than just putting them out,
right,
letting what happen. This was their first year for it, and it's actually sponsored by the University of Illinois Extension, and you could actually get educated. You can take a 10-week class mm-hmm. in urban agriculture. I'm not real familiar with how that one works,
right.
There's master farmers, there's master recyclers. There's just a lot of things going on out there that if you're really interested, you could find out, you could really become good at it.
There's a note here that says the demonstration farm and hoop house visits, you can visit daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's why we didn't go this year because we knew we could just drive down there and see it. It's right down there in Madison on the main road.
And many of these quote-unquote farms are also greenhouses, garden centers, garden center and nursery.
Feed stores. I mean, we go, when we buy bird seed, John, we buy 50 pounds at a time.
Yikes.
We don't fool around.
I guess not.
And if you want to buy, good quality, not stuff that birds won't eat, you go to the feed store, and there's actually a store called the feed store over on Harlem, and I don't want to make too many, but they got it all. I mean, if you want to feed pigeons or whatever else, they got all kinds of food for all kinds of animals, and it's the stuff that they actually, farmers would feed their livestock.
Right. So, how was the turnout for the event on Saturday?
You know what? It's on your own deal. And what we did this year is we went to the north side, started out in Wheeling at Horchers. And those guys, they have wonderful plants. We bought the most beautiful purple cauliflower I've ever seen in my whole life. These guys are really proud of what they're selling here.
Right.
Went to Wagner Farms. I don't know if you've ever been there up in Glenview.
Have not, cool, but thanks for the tip.
And then we came down and we knew what we were going to do. We're going to buy some bird seed. And then finally we went to some place that I think everybody ought to try to visit sometime, which is called Farm on Ogden. And it's at the corner of Ogden and the Pink Line. I don't know exactly the street name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually sponsored by the Botanical Garden. And what they do is they sponsor farms, or they sponsor garden plots all around the city.
Right.
And they'll bring their stuff, their food together, and they sell it. And, I mean, again, I'm looking for the best stuff. I've been in business for a while. And
don't want to settle for second best. Why would you do that?
Why would you buy rainbow chard that's a week old when you can pick it I picked it up and it was just cut.
Yeah.
And the guy showed me where it came from. So,
Yeah. And if people have not had that experience, do it. Because you won't believe, even if it's something that you've had before, if you get it immediately from the source, you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know it could taste so good. Seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, you've been in the business and you know what happens. So there was a guy last year had a sweet corn cooker mm-hmm. and it held up to 500 years at a time.
Whoa.
It was down in the Mokena area. And, they had the corn cooking, and they had all their other vegetables. They were giving away the corn. It was really nice. And, it got picked that morning, got put in the roaster. They hand it to you, dip it in the butter, and you eat it right on the spot.
Boy, oh boy, you're making me hungry. I got to tell you right now. Well, listen, Rick, thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry I missed the event on Saturday, but I'll be looking forward to it next year. There's always next year. Thanks for being with us.
There will be, and just go to the Cook County, just type in Cook County Farm Bureau, and it'll take you to the website. It's real easy, and you'll find all kinds of good information.
Okay, Rick Johnson from the Cook County Farm Bureau on 720 WGN.